One soul misled, forfeiting eternal bliss, who can estimate the loss? The missionaries of the Christian Church are to stand in their God-given manhood with the privilege of exercising freedom of speech and freedom of faith. When they see that a fellow laborer is not doing as a man in his position ought to do, they are not to harmonize with his plans, or be cowed into silence by a masterful spirit. For them to do this would be a great injury to him and to them. Our physicians should not be required to verify statements that they know are not true. How dare they do this? How dare anyone require it? They do a great harm to a speaker when they listen to false statements without making any protest or correction. Our physicians are to stand where no binding influence will hold them speechless when they hear wrong sentiments expressed, at times with burning earnestness and words of terrible severity. Christ denounced the abominations that he saw in the church and in the world. He would not allow the people to be deceived by false claims to righteousness and sanctity. We are to unify, but not on a platform of error. That which has been said in the testimonies in regard to Living Temple and its misleading sentiments is not overdrawn. Some of its theories are misleading, and their influence will be to close the minds of those who receive them against the truth for this time. Men may explain and explain in regard to these theories. Nevertheless, they are contrary to the truth. Scriptures are misplaced and misapplied, taken out of their connection and given a wrong application. Thus, those are deceived who have not a vital personal experience in the truths that have made us as a people what we are. We are living amid the perils of the last days. We are to watch unto prayer. We are to put our entire trust in God, glorifying Him. Daily we are to learn lessons from the greatest medical missionary that ever trod this earth. He is our tabernacle of witness for heavenly things. He will not accept that which has been done in bringing so much of a commercial spirit into the medical missionary work. Neither will he accept the Laodicean condition of the Medical Missionary Association. This association is not doing the work indicated by its name. It is not preparing a people to obtain a sound, healthy experience which will stand the test of the judgment. I am so sorry, for God is dishonored. His work, which should be a praise in the earth, is belittled. False sentiments have been entertained and a strange work has been done. The cause of God is in great peril because there are physicians in whose minds sophistry has prevailed against the truth. These men are bracing themselves against the impressions of the Holy Spirit and are placing themselves where the Lord cannot use them as leaders of His people. This is a time when Satan's deceptive power is exercised, not only upon the minds of those who are young and inexperienced, but upon the minds of men and women of mature years and of broad experience. Men in positions of responsibility are in danger of changing leaders. This I know, for it has been plainly revealed to me. I have been instructed that the enemy seeks to link up with men bearing large responsibilities in the Lord's work, in order that he may fill their minds with evil devisings. Under his influence, men will suggest many things that are contrary to the mind of God.